What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
If you're planning a party in Jamaica, you'll need the permission of the local police in your town or area. Failure to apply for this letter can result in you being served with a summons to attend court. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Party promoters are being urged to get all relevant permits before hosting events. Head of the Corporate Communications Unit of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay, says party promoters will be prosecuted if they do not abide by the laws and regulations governing the hosting of public events. Superintendent Lindsay says promoters must obtain all the special permits as stated by law. These include the permit from the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Jamaica Association of Composers, Authors and Publishers, JACAP, the Jamaica Music Society, and a spirits license.
All these will have to be presented to the superintendent before it is granted. You also have for Kingston and St. Andrew, there's a special KCC permit that you must have. In the parishes, the parish council also issue this entertainment permit that will allow you to host these events.
When applying for the fire safety permit, promoters are required to provide an outline or floor plan of the venue, along with detailed plans about how the venue will be coordinated.
It can be hand-drawn, which is telling us where you'll be putting your bar, where you'll be putting the cooking, the stage, where your patrons will be. So it's a basic layout to tell us how you'll be configuring the area. We look at the number of exits, we look at the required width of exits, and we'll need to tell you where you need to have firefighting appliances.
Senior Deputy Superintendent of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Amelia Ebanks. Organizers need to submit their applications for a permit at least 10 days prior to the event. The request or application should be made to the superintendent or the senior police officer in charge of the parish or division in which the event is being held.
You need to provide information as to the type of event, the nature of event, who your target group is, and the number of persons that are expected to be in attendance.
The superintendent has 7 days to assess the documents, inspect the venue, and advise if the permit will be granted. Handing in all the documents does not guarantee that you will receive a permit to host an event.
If the investigation is done and the police not satisfied that you have put adequate security measures in place, you will be advised to do so. If something is happening in a particular community that will impact safety and security, and from time to time the police will advise you that you can get the permit to host the event, but you may have to seek another venue.
If the promoter is not granted a permit, he or she can appeal to the Commissioner of Police within 7 days after refusal, outlining why the decision taken is being contested.
As you go about these events, we want the patrons to be safe. We want the organizers also to take into consideration the safety and security of the patrons.
Although the law gives a minimum requirement of 10 days before the activity, do not wait until the last minute to apply. Allow enough time to make an appeal if the need arises. Promoters are also being urged to abide by the provisions of the Noise Abatement Act. Events can be held up to 12 midnight during the week and 2 a.m. on weekends. In the case of a first offense, the penalty for violating the public peace is a maximum fine of $15,000 or imprisonment of 3 months. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.